This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Okay. Today's Best Country Froggy 101 as the night two continues on. We're in, where are we?
We're in Almost Friday, the bar in downtown Nashville.
So it's kind of almost like a dive bar, but it's not a dive bar at the same time.
Sports dive bar, just bar. That's all that matters.
Now everybody's probably wondering, who in the world are you talking to, Froggy? You did not introduce your next rep. Well, this rep, it comes up on my phone as Rick Diaz.
Right.
But your name is not Rick, it is Brooke
right.
Diaz.
Yes, it is.
Always have colorful hair.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you.
Lots of sparkles.
Much.
And you have a massive collection
yes.
of Hello Kitty.
I do. Hello Kitty. And I also love Disney. And I like to eat everything in sight. Those are my traits.
And if you're sitting there going, well, she doesn't sound too aggressive. Oh, you would be wrong, friends. Now, I know I already talked earlier to Nikki Wood, who is one of your best friends.
Yes,
so
she is.
You can, because it made me look bad. Because yeah. I was like, she's aggressive. She'll beat you up.
Yeah.
Gave the nicest interview.
Yeah.
You can attest she is...
Oh, yeah. Here's what I will say. We are very nice until we are forced to not be nice.
Right.
And we are very aggressive for our artists. So,
right.
like, when you start, if you don't play my Jackson Dean starting Monday, I will punch you in the face.
Well, here's where I was going to go.
There you go.
You mentioned your artists, and I said, well, who are your artists? Who do you take care of? Who do you represent?
So, we've got Jackson Dean, Carly Pierce, Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, Midland. I mean, there's so many.
So, how about this? Rascal Flatts. I'm glad you brought this up. The other night, I was in a bar. I don't remember what the bar name was.
Shocking.
But I was standing there, and I was talking to my boss, and I look over, and Jano Marcus is literally from me to you, just standing there. And I looked at him. I was like, that's not him. The more I'm and I'm just staring at him like a weirdo, because I'm like...
What is happening?
So then I Google it,
yeah.
And me and Odie are looking at him, and I was like, that's him. And then I never went over and said hello.
Well, it's so funny. My very first CRS years ago, I went to a bar, a famous bar here that's not on Broadway called Losers.
Okay, been there once.
And it's where a lot of the artists go. Losers and Red Door, the right.
Oh, so you're giving us some inside information.
If you want to go and see where like the artists and the locals hang out, it's Losers and Red Door.
Okay.
Very first time I came to Nashville, I went there, and it can be karaoke. Very first time I looked up, and I'm like, man, these guys sound great. It was Jay from Rascal Flatts, the two male members from Little Big Town, and Charles Kelly from Lady A.
Well,
and I'm like, what normal person sings karaoke here?
Right?
That's what's on stage.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously. So give me an embarrassing story about your career. That's what I want. Something
okay.
something that you messed up,
okay.
something that went awry, something like that.
I can't give you... I don't know. I don't have a really bad embarrassing
okay.
story. I can give you someone else's embarrassing story.
You know what? Why not?
So you know how there's cities that are in two different states. Charlotte, North Carolina, Charlotte, South Carolina.
Sure.
Right? So we had a radio station that was in Charlotte, South Carolina, and the regional flew their artist to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Was it like the day of the show?
The day of the show!
Oh,
and they were hey, I'm here at baggage claim. They're like, yeah, me too. It was a different state.
So did they make it on time?
The artist then had to rent a car to drive themselves to the show.
And it was in your company?
It was in my company.
Was there major ramifications, or did they just blow it off?
No, you were just like, because they made the show, it was fine. But I will tell you, had they not made the show, it would have been a problem. I will tell you, I double check all my bookings ever since I heard that story.
And well, obviously.
Yeah.
So you're gonna tell us right now. I'm gonna get you before we go off.
Okay.
The new Jackson Dean. You're telling me it's something special.
I mean, it's Heavens to Betsy. It's like the song that everybody loves. It's already, it's just people want it so badly that the fans asked Jackson to play it even before radio was playing it. So
you're telling me...
I'm telling you that you need to play it in Scranton or I will beat you up.
And Tim McGraw, anything come from Tim soon?
Yes, very, very soon.
Brand new music coming. You can't get this information anywhere but
here. Anywhere else, we will have new Tim McGraw music coming very soon.
Let's go get a drink, Brooke.
I'm on it.